Thank you, Paul. There are some important connections between this and the gospel, but it's not the main focus. Gospel lesson is in Mark chapter 6. Beginning with verse 30 up through 44, this is the feeding of the 5,000. For those of you listening, there is an in-depth study on this in the latest Concordia Journal. That's volume 35, number 2, spring of 2009. I did the sermon study starting on page 204, and I'll be hitting some of the highlights here, but there's more in-depth on this. This pericope is situated in chapter 6. And in chapter 6, we have a number of very critical events. Particularly, there is the sending out of the disciples as apostles earlier on. Then the story of the death of John the Baptist. And then the disciples return, and this is verse 30. That the apostles, and you notice they're called apostles here, they're not called apostles anywhere else in Matthew and in Mark, except when they are actually sent out, the 12 are sent out as apostoloi, representing the ministry of Jesus. So, verse 30 really represents the closure of an ABA chiastic structure. First part of chapter 6, sending out. Then you have the death of John the Baptist, and now the people come back. And in general, these intercalations, as they're often called, are sort of interpretive. That is to say, the inner part of the intercalation tends to be illuminating of the outer part. So what this sandwich technique sort of tells you here is that the ministry of the Word, the ministry of Jesus Christ, is going to be fraught with suffering and death, which is the inner suffering of John the Baptist inside the outer elements here. So the apostles gather to Jesus, are assembled, synagontai, passive used in an active intransitive sense, Fundamental Greek Grammar, chapter 24, section D. And they announce to him, panta hossa, all things as many as they did and as many as they taught. And they tell him, or he tells them, says to them, note that interesting lapse into the present at the beginning of 30 and at the beginning of 31, and Mark does this to highlight this, to foreground these ideas to us. Deute, come here. See, apostrophe, M-E-R-E, come here. It's actually a kind of an adverb used as an imperative. Come here, eus guys yourselves, humais autoi, kat ideon, by yourself, into a desert place, and take your rest a little while. For, and now this is going to be the reason why he said this, it's not really Jesus speaking, for the ones coming and the ones going were poloi, many. And not even were they having opportunity to eat. And I take the they there as being Jesus and the disciples. Now, look what happens. They're not actually very successful, verse 32. And they went away in the boat into a desert place by themselves. Now, I observe in that sermon study that I did that often you find this definite article, the boat, as if there's kind of the Jesus and disciples, SS Jesus and the disciples, you know, that there's a particular boat that they had at their disposal or something. Could have been that way. that they had a specific boat, into the desert place, and they saw them going, and they knew many people did. So the poloi is the subject. Many saw them going, and they knew them. And Pedze on foot from all the cities, they ran together there, and they came to them. So they're not successful going away by themselves because the people know who they are, and they go after them. Now, Paul, here's the parallel to the kind of thing you were talking about. And upon going out, he saw a great crowd, and his guts were ripped up. Splachnidzomai. He was wrenched in his guts over against them because they were as sheep not having a shepherd. And if you're reading in the Nestle text, you'll notice that that's in italics. And it's interesting what they use as their reference there in Numbers 27:17, which is Moses and Joshua commissioning him so that the people would not be as sheep without a shepherd. Paul, the passage you were dealing with Jeremiah is a parallel, but I particularly like Ezekiel 34. Where you have this notion that Yahweh himself, I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep. Here Jesus stands, I would say, not so much as Messiah, but as Yahweh himself, as the shepherd of his people. And he began to teach them polah, many things, or sometimes that's adverbial, a lot, something like that. But there's plenty, in verse 34, plenty of ammo for a sermon on Jesus, Yahweh, shepherding the people, and so forth. Now comes the feeding of the 5,000, 35. And already much our having come to be, a genitive absolute, because a lot of time had come to be, his disciples, upon coming to him, proceeded to say, now you could take this hutti as indirect discourse or as just comma quotation marks. Desert is the place, and already it is a great hour, a much hour, a late hour. Now I want you to notice that eremos. Jesus said to come away into an eremon place back in 31. They went to it in 32. The people found them, and now they say that it is a deserted place. 36. Dismiss them in order that, now the hinna is going to take a subjunctive, and you find that right below the hinna in the Nestle text, agorososen. In order that, having gone away into the countryside in a circle around and villages, they may buy for themselves. Now look at this, a very interesting construction. What they may eat. Now, they may buy, you could say, something to eat. But this really reflects this kind of indirect discourse of a question, and here's the question that the people had. What shall we eat? It's a deliberative subjunctive. What shall we eat? So you could say, this is the way I would take it, in order that they may buy what they should eat, because they've asked themselves what they may eat. Phagosin is a subjunctive representing phagomen, the first person plural, and it's the third principal part from Esthil. 37. Hodeh, switching the subject, and he, in reply, said to them, give to them, you guys, hey, you guys, you give to them to eat, something to eat. And they say to him, ooh, now beware, the minute this lapses into the present tense, you know the tension is rising. They say to him, upon going away, shall we buy for 20 denarii bread and give to them to eat? Now, notice, when they reply, apelthuntas agorasomen, there's no binding word, no de or kai, so they're kind of honked off at him here. And the tension is sort of palpable between Jesus and the disciples, I think. By the way, that's a genitive of price. Note that the denarius word is in the genitive. 38. He says to them, stays in the present tense, how many loaves of bread do you have? Go, see. Boom, 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 boom. No binding words. No kai, no de, no u, no gar. He's firing back right at them just like they were firing at him. You know, the disciples did this in chapter 5 with the woman with the issue of blood. And Jesus says, hey, who touched me? And they say, what? Don't you see the crowd pressing on you and you ask who touched me? I mean, they actually have this sort of interesting relationship to Jesus in Mark. So, go, see, hypagete, idete, two imperatives. And upon knowing, probably you'd say finding out, they say, five, and two fish. 39. Now, note how the scene backs down here. Pay attention to the Greek. Now, all of a sudden, the verbs turn into aorists because the tension of the interaction backs off. And he directed them, epitasso is to direct, and he directed them, anaklinai, to recline at table, to sit down. Anaklinomai, anaklino, is a banqueting word. All of them. Symposia, symposia. And notice right below that in your Nestle text, you have prasei, prasei. This doubling is a BDF, Blas de Brunner Funk talks about this as this doubling distributive.
Isn't Jesus directs the apostles to make all the other people recline?
To make them recline, yes. Yeah, right. To recline all of them.
Right.
Yeah, that's right, Paul. To recline, to make them all recline, eating group by eating group. Let's do it like this. Banqueting group by banqueting group. That's a better way to say it. On the chlorohorto, on the green grass. Hello, the green grass? Go back to verse 35. I thought it was an eremus place. But it is, and that chlorus is fresh grass. It's not just a color, it's also freshness. The fresh grass. And they sat down, anapipto, went down, garden plot by garden plot. A prasea is a garden plot. According to hundreds and according to fifties. And upon taking the five loaves and the two fishes, anablepsos, another participle, upon looking up into heaven, he blessed them. Well, where's them? Notice, labon has an object. And then comes the main verb, and this is good Greek. If you have a participle at the beginning with an object, and that thing is going to be the object of the main verb, they will not repeat the object or put out tous. They will just put the object in a sandwich and allow that to do double duty. So we can say he blessed them and broke the loaves. And note the move to the imperfect now. And proceeded to give them to the disciples, or gave them out repetitively to the disciples, to his disciples, in order that they might, now check this out, paratithosin, that's a present subjunctive, in order that they might repeatedly, kind of, they keep doing this, in other words, that they might set them, keep on setting them before them, by them it means the people, and the two fishes he divided to all. And all ate, and now, you know, often the translations will say something like were filled, but hortazo really, it does mean to fill, but it means to like eat your fill when, and you're satisfied. Like animals at a feedlot or something like that. Cortazo is often used to for animals. And so you'd fatten them up and you'd feed them like that. So in other words, let's just go back to the, yeah, let's just go back to the symposia. Now, a symposium was a place at which there was conversation, usually accompanied by wine. Okay? But it's a banqueting kind of a thing. So this is not, as I say here in my study in the journal, this is like a banquet. It's not like a snack. This is actually the rich thing, Paul. I think you could actually think of Isaiah 25 with the wine on the lees, you know, a rich banquet of fatted food with wine on the lees. It's very much like that. 43. And they took up klasmata, broken pieces. Now go to pleromata. Fullnesses of 12 baskets, and a kophinus is a basket that Jews used. So what would you say? Jewish baskets, and from the fish. And they were, who were? The ones having eaten the bread, 5,000 men, but that's males. So if there are women and children, you have even more people. But that's a minimum of 5,000. Now, there's some great stuff. Man, there's got to be a sermon here someplace. You know, you have, earlier, you have the business of Yahweh with the shepherding. But here you've got the prolepsis of eschatological banqueting fulfillment. You have Yahweh with his people, symposia, banqueting.
What about the fresh grass?
Yeah, well, I'm coming on to that, Paul. What about the fresh grass? The fresh grass is just like Isaiah 35. The eyes of the blind shall be opened, the ears of the deaf unstopped, the lame leap like a hart, the tongue of the dumb sing for joy, waters will break forth in the desert, it says. Verse 7. So you have the fresh grass of the renewal of creation actually appearing here. And maybe the garden plot by garden plot might be a suggestion of the return to Eden or something like that. Now, we're running out of time. Let me just say one more thing, and that is this pericope Eucharistic? I think this is a question that comes up. I think here's the way to say it. The Eucharist is a foretaste, a prolepsis of the final feast to come. This right here, and I drew the parallels to Isaiah 25, is also a foretaste of the feast to come. But each one of these draws the line to the feast to come. It's not a foretaste of the Eucharist. So you would say that an event like this, here Yahweh is giving people a foretaste of the final banquet, you get another fuller one in the Eucharist, but it's not like this is some kind of direct type of Jesus instituting the Eucharist. I think you have to draw the line to the consummation in both cases like this. And this can remind you of it, but it can only remind you of it if you do the boomerang view move. In other words, this pericope reminds you of the final consummation of God with his people. And then we get a foretaste of that in the Holy Communion as we participate in it. Okay, well, that'll be it for this. As I say, for further Greek and further observation, see Concordia Journal number 35, number 2. Thanks a lot.